Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
The other day I was in a meeting and one of my team members, Jenny, said that she never pre-ordered books. She said to me, it's like, I just want instant gratification. So why just not order it when it's out? Well, if you're listening to this, you know you want to read my newest book, Happy Days. Probably, I would imagine. It's The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. But you're likely somewhat inclined to not pre-order, just like Jenny. And you're figuring, oh, I'll just wait till the book comes out on February 22nd. Yep, 2/22/22. And you can do that. That's fine. But you're going to miss out on something. Don't miss out on it. If you pre-order Happy Days now, you'll automatically get a free ticket to the Happy Days live online event experience. This is an event that I'm doing. It's a full-day event from 10 to 4 p.m. on February 26th. This is going to be a full day experience with me. I'm going to bring you up on the screens. I'm going to be able to answer all your questions and bring the book to life in the most radical way. By the way, I've never been more vulnerable than I am in this book. I'm so open and honest. I give over my truth, my true stories in efforts to help the reader. Within the book, I share why most people feel stuck in patterns that make them so unhappy and what they can do about it. I share 9 transformational techniques for serenity, happiness, and techniques for reparenting yourself, bodywork practices, and how to free yourself from the stuck energy of past trauma. I also teach you how to go into the places that scare you and come out freer than you ever thought you could possibly be. This book is my gift to you. It will answer your questions about why you feel blocked, scared, anxious, depressed, or alone. And it will liberate you from the belief that it has to be so hard and that you have to feel small. By taking this path, you will become the best version of yourself. You will become new. So are you ready to start your transformational journey today? Head over to deargabby.com/happydays. That's deargabby.com/happydays. When you pre-order from that link, you will have access to a free ticket to my live online event experience the week that the book comes out. I'm so psyched for you to have this. May we experience many happy days ahead. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Dear Gabby. I'm so excited that you guys are here with me. I have my little Jimmy Blue. She's currently doing very nicely in the recording studio. She tends to bite, but we're going to work that out today. When she bites, she's just nibbling. She's just befriending. But we are here back in the studio. So psyched to be back with you guys. Today's intro topic is 3 signs your manifestation is on the way. I get this all the time. I get people emailing me. I get people messaging me, DMing me. Gabby, how do I know I'm manifesting? How do I know I'm manifesting, even if I don't see it yet? Because often people think that the only way that they can know that they're manifesting is when they can actually see the manifestation already coming into form. But how do we get to that place of being in that certainty that our manifestation is on the way? How do we know? How do we stay in that grounded state of believing? Well, there's a few signs that you can know that the universe is definitely hooking you up, a few signs that will help you really establish that great connection to your manifesting power, and to know and to believe and to ground yourself in the certainty that, yes, it's on the way, even though I can't see it yet. The first sign is what I call driftwood. Now, driftwood is sort of like this moment when you see something that you are manifesting in someone else's life. You perceive it, you witness it, you experience it in someone else's life. And that in turn gives you a sense of knowing that it's coming to you. For instance, you are wanting to manifest a baby and you start seeing pregnant women everywhere. Instead of seeing that as, oh, wow, they have it and I don't, I want you to start to witness that as driftwood. It's a sign from the universe that your baby is on the way. Another example is seeing relationships that are really seeing somebody holding hands on the beach. Instead of looking at that from the standpoint of, oh, they have that, I don't have that, and starting to judge yourself and judge your lack of a relationship, turn it around. See it as driftwood. See it as something that you perceive as knowing that is something that is on the way for me. That's the universe reminding me that my desire is on the way. Examples of driftwood also just come in the form of something that somebody might say to you or a song that you hear. It's something that is reigniting that spark within you to affirm what you desire is indeed on the way. The second way that you know your manifestation is indeed coming to you on the way is a feeling. It's a feeling of giddiness. It's a feeling of excitement. It's a feeling of joy that sparks when you think about what it is that you desire. Because you can know that you're revving up and that the energy of what you desire is coming closer to you when you start to feel that buzziness, that happiness, that joy, that positive expectation of what is coming to you. It's a sign that you've been really aligning your energy with what is of the highest good. It's a sign that you've been connecting to the positive vibration of what you desire rather than the lack of not having it yet. So you want to do things that get you into that buzzy, excited state. So if you create a vision board, or if you write about your desire, or if you talk about it with a close friend, tap into that energy, that buzzy feeling, that feeling of, oh my God, I'm so excited about this. And notice it when it comes up. For me, it feels almost like a speediness, like a sense of anticipation that something is coming. And sometimes it just hits you. You don't even know where it came from. It just comes out of nowhere. And it's this feeling of, oh my God, this sensation. I feel so close to this, even though I can't see it yet. That is a sure sign that your manifestation is indeed on the way. And then the third is literally a sign. We have talked about this over and over again on the Dear Gabby podcast, in my videos, all about asking for a sign, asking the universe to show you a sign that you are indeed on the right track. So if you're in the positive anticipation of what you want to call into your life, and you ask the universe to show you a sign, show you a blue butterfly, show you a orange car, show you something specific, show you a rainbow, ask for that sign. Don't question what you're asking for, but be very specific about what it is. And when you ask for that sign and you get that sign, that's the third step to know that you are definitely on your way to attracting what it is that you desire. So I'll just recap those steps. The three signs that you know the universe is indeed delivering your desires to you is first to really know that driftwood is around you. Instead of seeing the thing that you want in front of you as something that somebody else has and you don't have it, see it as driftwood. No, it's a sure little sign that your desire is coming fast. So notice the driftwood, write about it, celebrate it, reprogram yourself to look at people who have what you desire as driftwood rather than lack. It's a reprogramming. It's a totally new way of thinking, And then the second sign that your manifestation is indeed on the way is to really notice the feelings. Notice if you have that excited feeling, that high vibration, that momentum, that positive energetic momentum. Pay attention to the moments when you feel just almost like sparks of joy coming through you. I can describe it right now. My new book, Happy Days, is coming out, and I'm just feeling this sensation of just excitement and positive expectation and anticipation of what is coming. There's no lack. There's just an energy that's vibrating really fast and it's really excited. And it just is a sign to me that this book is going to have a massive impact on the world. So notice that frequency, that energetic frequency. And then your third sign that your manifestation is on the way is that the universe literally delivers you your sign, that you see it right in front of you, that you get that message, you get that billboard, whether you ask for a rainbow and you see a double rainbow, or you ask for a sign of a song and the song is playing for you everywhere you go. Whatever it is, you know that your sign that is delivered to you is showing you clear direction that your manifestation is on the way. And finally, the goal here isn't to start looking around for your manifestation. The goal is to stay in the positive feeling, to continue to look for the driftwood, to witness all the signs that you're receiving and celebrate them, and to feel the excited energy around what it is that you desire. Claim it, feel into it, know it's on the way, even if you can't see it yet. And the more that you witness these signs and the more that you celebrate these signs, the more that you will know with certainty that your desire is indeed on the way. Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. So really give yourself the permission to look for the signs, to feel into the signs, to trust the signs, to let the universe guide you, to just really be playful with this process and not judge it, be grounded in it, and have fun with it. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. This is such an important sponsor for this podcast right now. So many people are suffering from anxiety and depression. I just heard this statistic last night that 42 million Americans experience some form of mental illness every single year. And I can only imagine how much worse this has gotten given COVID and all of the experiences that we're having with so much trauma and fear. And that's why I'm so excited that BetterHelp is here to assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll be able to connect in a safe and private environment. It's so convenient. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. I know it can feel really overwhelming to show up to a therapist's office and be vulnerable, but you can skip the uncomfortable waiting room and speak to a licensed professional right from the comfort of your own home. I've actually found that virtual therapy or phone therapy can be a lot easier for me personally to be vulnerable because I am not feeling like someone's just staring right at me, especially on the phone. And that's an option here too. Plus, you can send a message to your counselor at any time. You can get timely and thoughtful responses, plus can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. Spiritual guidance comes to us in all forms and different ways. And I've always felt that my own experience with therapists is that they communicate spiritual messages to me. Therapy has saved my life. BetterHelp has professional counselors who are specialized in LGBT matters, family conflicts, anger, grief, self-esteem, trauma, and much more. It's convenient, professional, and most importantly, affordable. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/deargabby. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/deargabby. So those are our steps. That's how you know the universe is guiding you to what it is that you desire. I'm going to bring these steps into our episode today. I'm going to take you guys back to these three signs, really help you learn how to claim them, witness them, apply the methods so that you can start to get into that energy of certainty and really give yourself permission to be unapologetic about what you desire and know that it is on the way. I feel so good about that. I'm so excited that we are breaking it down here in this intro for you, just giving you the clear path, because my hope is that through the Dear Gabby Q&As that come through today, you will recognize that even when things seem far away, they actually can be far closer than you could ever imagine. So, Sammy, let's bring our first guest in. Let's jump in there. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you doing, girl?
I applied for a job on a whim. I, long story short, got the job after, over a month's process. my current company counter offered and matched. And I received a third offer from another job with a higher salary for an amazing position. And I know how incredibly lucky I am and how that doesn't happen a lot. And I'm so happy that that even happened. But I was asking for signs along the way. And whenever I ask for a sign, I get them. And I was asking for a sign for my final decision and I didn't get it. And now I feel like I made the complete wrong decision for myself. Because when I answered the phone to tell the job that I was going to stay at my current job, I immediately felt deflated. And now I just feel uninspired.
So Lisa, you decided to stay at your other job.
At my current position.
When they fought for you. They fought for you.
They fought for me really, really hard. Yeah.
And what is it about the feeling of when you turned down the other job? What was the feeling?
Gutted. Completely gutted.
Why?
I felt like I didn't listen to myself and that I was on the verge of something new and challenging and so exciting. And this was my chance to do that. And I feel like I just let it go.
When you said yes to the job that you, to the current job, and you decided to stay there, what was the feeling?
I feel like I had to talk myself into it.
And what was the part of you that felt like you needed to talk yourself into it?
Of staying and making what seems like something that is something I've been doing seem new again.
And so what was the reason you decided to stay?
To see through the products that I'm on and see through all of the change that we've been making. And honestly, when I picked up the phone and said it out loud that I was staying, I couldn't even believe myself saying it. Like, it was as if I could hear myself saying, like, no.
All right, let me ask you this. Is there a possibility of calling back the other job to see if it's still available?
I literally emailed them this morning saying I would love to keep in touch over the course of the year and see how things evolve, because that's what she said last night. I already told them that I would stay.
Listen, if you're having these strong sensations, I would advise you to really trust the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know something is a hell yes when we feel it in our body.
Yeah.
And that was the second way that we know our manifestation is on the way, is to feel that vibration. Now, you definitely are a super attractor because you're just, you know, calling it in and it's all coming to you, which is excellent. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's a blessing and a curse because now you have to make decisions.
Right.
But I really would recommend, Lisa, that you just call that woman up and you just say to her, hey, you know, I'm feeling like a little disconnected from my decision and I'm wondering if the offer still stands. And if she says yes, then there's your answer. And you will just generously call back your employer and say, you know, when I made that call, I felt a lot of it in my body, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate and value that you fought for me and everything that you brought to the table. But I think that I really do need to make this move. And as you can imagine, it's been a really hard decision for me to make.
It's been incredibly hard.
Listen, I'm an employer, right? And I've had people come to me a year ago. An employee of mine came to me and she said, I just got this offer and it's more money and you know, I have to take it. And then we were all like, oh no, she's going to leave. But instead of letting her just leave, we just came back to her and said, wait, what if we just gave you more money? Like, what if we just made you a better offer than that one? Mm-hmm. And she's been with us and she was like, great, I really didn't want to leave. I just needed more money. And mm-hmm. just because she wasn't comfortable asking for it, we were. And so we fought for her and she came back, right? So didn't come back, she didn't leave. Okay. So, and then in the end, it was, had we just been like, oh, whatever, she just wants to leave, we wouldn't have this incredible employee that's been growing so beautifully with us. And she wouldn't have the job that she actually wanted in the first place. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this is like a 24-hour, you know, changeover. Just your sign is clear. Your feelings are the sign. Okay. So mm-hmm. don't worry about what the universe is delivering you and all that. Fine. But more importantly, the feeling is the sign. I would just give the woman a call. Hang up on me right now. Pick up the phone and call her. Well, or really, meditate first and just be sure that you're really grounded in it. If we were to flip a coin right now, heads is the job you turned down, tails is the current job. Okay? You got that?
Mm-hmm.
And we flip the coin and we're on tails. How do you feel?
Like I'm missing out on something that could bring me something, a better feeling than I have right now.
Feel disappointed?
In myself.
Disappointed in yourself. Okay, so let's say that you get the heads. Let's flip the coin and you get heads. How do you feel?
I mean, like my smile right now is even.
Yeah, you just lit the whole place up. You lit the whole room up. Okay, so hang up on me right now, Lisa. Call that woman. Say, listen, it's been 24 hours. I slept on it. I'm really thinking I made the wrong choice. Is the offer still standing? Go back right now.
Okay.
And then she'll show you. If it is, then it's meant to be. If it's not, then it's not supposed to be. All right, Lisa, go call her now.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Lisa. Get back on after you call her. I want to hear the whole thing. Okay. If you do call her and talk to her and you get back on, please put it in the chat. I want you to come back.
I will. Thank you so much.
Because don't worry about the other job. You know, if you let go of that other job, just trust that's what's of the highest and best for them.
Right. Thank you.
You are so welcome, sweetheart. Thank you.
Gabby.
Wide leg jeans, chunky sneakers. Everything old is new again, right? It's so cool. But Girlfriend Collective means that literally. They turn plastic bottles and other waste that would otherwise end up in a landfill into something new to wear. How awesome is that? If you're like me, you work from home, and that means most days I wear leggings to the office. And I love my leggings. Right now, my little kitten Jimmy Blue is curled up on my lap, and she loves these leggings too. I'm wearing them midnight right now. Girlfriend makes their items in your go-to staple colors, the black and blue, but they also make fun bright colors and new seasonal releases to choose from. The best part is they are an inclusive brand and make active wear for every size, extra small to 6XL. They've truly got you covered from head to toe. What I love most is they have pants with different compression levels for ultimate comfort. Supportive and soft bras and underwear, workout dresses, joggers, sweats, beanies, and even cute sandals. They also have a garment take back program called ReGirlfriend. So once you're done loving your pieces, a long time from now, of course, then you can send them back to be upcycled into new girlfriend gear. How freaking cool is that? And get this. For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your first purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/Gabby. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/Gabby. Girlfriend.com/Gabby.
Gabby.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that taking care of my gut is a priority for me. The gut is connected to everything. Probiotics are something I regularly take, but in all of my years, I've known that not all probiotics are created equal. If you're looking for something to support your digestive health, this product is for you. I love this sponsor so much. Seeds Daily Symbiotic is the real deal. Seeds Daily Symbiotic is a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. A proprietary formula of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. If you've taken a probiotic before and never felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving in your GI tract. Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works. It also supports benefits in and beyond the gut. Yep. Seed will support ease of bloating, healthy regularity, and ease of evacuation, if you know what I mean. But it will also support your gut barrier, skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. My skin has never looked more glowy. Many see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, which can include bowel movement regularity and eased bloating. That's pretty incredible. The package of Seed is also so chic. It's so gorgeous. They even have a little cute glass travel vial, and I am obsessed with it. We've worked out a special deal just for my listeners. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's SEED.com and use code DearGabby. All right. Who's next? Bring them in, Sam. Hello. Hi. Oh
my God. I was not expecting this.
Where are you?
I'm at work.
You're at work. I love when you guys are just at the desk, coming out of the shower, whatever it is. Hi, Holly, sweetheart. That's your name, Holly. Nice to meet you, sweetie.
I was on like last year in October, so this is amazing. Yeah, I guess I kind of have a couple things. One, I'm a paralegal with a criminal defense firm, and so it's not my ideal job. It can be very draining reading some of the things that the people go through. I'm not going to say anything that's triggering or anything like that, but it can take a lot out of you. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to manifest kind of a writing career, I guess, for the last, I guess I put out in the universe that's something I wanted to do for like 10 years. And I've gotten to the point that I have like a book outline, but it's kind of hard to keep the faith that when I keep trying to manifest the same things year after year, and it doesn't always feel like anything is happening or getting closer. And it's frustrating, and it just feels like I'm just going to be stuck here forever.
All right, turning your shit around, Holly. Here we go. Let's turn this around. Okay, so Holly Love, you are currently in the first sign that the universe is guiding you, which is the driftwood. You have a desire, you have a book outline, and you are now currently on with a 9-time bestselling author whose book is about to come out in 3 weeks. Instead of seeing that as, oh, Gabby's done that, I can't do that, I want you to right now see this as driftwood. This is the universe saying, oh, you're getting closer to your dream. You're getting closer to your dream. This is a perfect example of driftwood. You with me?
Yeah.
So you're getting closer to your dream, Holly. And you're also getting advice from me. So here's your advice. So many of the greatest books have come out of a side hustle. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have a desire and we want to change our career path, or we want to do something creative, or we want to bring something to life, but we also pay the bills with another job. Mm-hmm. As long as the time that we put into that other desire, that side hustle, that book, whatever it is filled with joy, is filled with inspiration, is filled with excitement, even if it's 20 minutes a day or 20 minutes a week, it will have a powerful impact. Period.
Okay.
So people think, oh, I don't have time because I have my other job. You have weekends off, I'm imagining, right?
Right.
You have some nights maybe where you'd be like on the TV, but you maybe could be just like scribbling some visions or getting some ideas down. Yeah?
I have plenty of time. I'm just not using it to the best
Great.
Of my
okay.
ability.
Great. So here's the advice. Create time that is uninterruptible.
Okay.
I want you to be uninterruptible. I also have a PDF, a free PDF that you could download with the ways to release writer's block. So you can go to deargabby.com/writer's block, get the free download of how to release writer's block. I have a whole course on becoming a bestseller, which, you know, that's always out there when you're ready. For now, start with the free guide to releasing writer's block. deargabby.com/writer's block. One of the steps is to be uninterruptible. When you decide to use the free time that you've expressed you even have, you have it. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be every corner of free time that you do have. It could be deciding that 30 minutes a week you're devoting, or 30 minutes a day, whatever feels good to you in your body, you're devoting and committing to your writing practice.
Okay.
And be uninterruptible, so that that inspiration can flow, and just add up the small actions towards the bigger dream.
Okay.
The idea that this other job or career is in the way of your desire is only a storyline that you've created.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can choose to say, you know what? My writing is actually reprieve from my job. My writing is an opportunity to release that and get my brain into the creative capacity rather than the left brain's logic and reason. It's an opportunity for me to exercise a different part of my brain and exercise a different part of my hobbies and to get going with it. Release the outcome, knowing that if you're in the joyful process of creating, that you are manifesting.
Okay.
So you've already kind of got you already did get the driftwood today. You got some serious driftwood. You're here with me. And then you've received more guidance from the universe, which is coming in the form of that free PDF. Go download the PDF, deargabby.com/writer's block. Then take my suggestions. Then feel the good feelings. Stay specifically guided in that moment of the uninterrupted time to be creative. And turn that story around. Decide something new right now, Holly. Decide that feeling of, oh, I'm not going to get, you know, there because I've got this other job. Mm-hmm. The other job is paying your bills and creating freedom and creating financial security and giving you that mental space so that you can have the free time that you've said you have free time. I don't know a lot of lawyers that have free time. So the fact that you have the free time to do the creative work, just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, universe, for all this abundance. I'm so pumped. What a blessing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're right.
I know. You came here so that I could be right. I'm just kidding. That's so classic. Jimmy Blue. Do you agree, Jimmy Blue? She's saying yes. Okay. Say bye, Holly. Holly, you got it, girl. You also got your driftwood. Okay. There you go. Thank you, love. What a good one. What a good one. Who's next?
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Kayla.
I, last night, just surrendered a few thoughts to the universe that was just putting me in a negative state. I just needed to release it. And when I saw your email this morning that said, are you in need of your dose of spiritual inspiration? I was just like, they heard me. Like, they heard me. So my question for you is that the past week or two, I've been in that state of just that energy and that buzz and feeling so great. And I really this year set in my intentions to just let go of all the outcomes. And I have been in that buzz state of feeling so great and just listening to you daily. And my question is, when you get into those ebbs and flows, like I was at such a high, and now this week, for outside circumstances of feeling sick, just getting so low, like I'm having such a hard time getting back into that buzz. And if you have any advice of the ebbs and flows, and I'm like so wanting to get back into that buzz feeling.
When you're feeling sick, Kayla, is there anything that you kind of like about being sick? Like, you know, watching Netflix or like lying in bed or drinking some broth, or like, is there anything about it that's like, this is kind of nice. I can turn the world off for a minute.
Yeah, I would say just being able to relax.
Yes.
And I know that for me, like I'm needing to surrender, but I have this really big next part of my life coming up this weekend. And I was just like, why now? Like, I know. I'm looking at it like, okay, what is the universe teaching me?
So Kayla, here's the deal. You, forgetting what's happening this weekend, forgetting what you think should be happening, you want to feel good. You want to be in the flow of feeling good. So even when the SHIT, I've already said the S word already today, so who cares? Why am I saying that? But I'm spelling it like my kids in the room. Even when the shit hits the fan and you get sick or something is off or you're getting sort of some kind of redirection, I want you to show up for it with a positive attitude and with the energy of what can I enjoy out of this. Here's an example. I went on my first vacation of over 2 years. I was in lockdown. I was hiding. I was doing IVF. I was pregnant. Then I lost the baby. And I was like, you know what? I'm going on vacation. And so I sent my ass on vacation with my friends. We had the best week ever. It was the first time I was on a plane in 2 years. It was amazing. Couldn't have been more perfect. We get on the airplane to head home. We all have children. I have my baby kitten. We all need to get home. And they ask us to deplane. After sitting on the plane on the tarmac for 2 hours, they're like, get off the plane. We need to fix something. Maybe we'll tape it up. I mean, it was just this whole drama. We spent several more hours in the airport. But when I was on that plane, I said out loud in front of everybody, first of all, I was like ready to give a motivational talk. I was about to like tell everybody on the plane to calm down. But the first thing I said when my girlfriends, we were all texting each other on the plane, we were sitting in different seats. And I said, well, let's have some fun. Let's make this fun. Rather than calling JetBlue and calling around and freaking out, I said, let's actually just go with the flow and have some fun. We are out of control here. I even said the serenity prayer, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So we had some great fun in the airport. We hung out, we got some presents, we did some yoga on our yoga mats in the airport. I mean, we just made it fun. I genuinely believe that our lack of resistance definitely supported the outcome, which was that we ultimately did get on the airplane. We landed at 2:00 in the morning. I wound up having to drive another 2 hours. I didn't get into my bed until 4:30 in the morning, but I got there and it was actually a lot easier than I thought. And I slept the 4 hours on the plane so I could drive for the other 2 hours. My point of this story, it sounds like totally disconnected, but it's totally connected, is that I turned something that would have otherwise created a lot of resistance in my body, a lot of negative energy, a lot of pushback on the universe. Why is this happening? Why is my great event, my trip being derailed, into something that was actually really joyful, easy to move through. It added on these opportunities for more conversation with friends, whatever it was. We made the best of it. So I'm going to ask you right now, what can you do to make the best of this experience right now so you can stay in the positive momentum that you've already established? Because the bottom line is that being a super attractor doesn't mean that the shit doesn't hit the fan. It doesn't mean that things don't derail your high vibes. But it means that in any given moment, you are tuning into the part of you that has the capacity to realign with feeling good. So what can you do today to realign with feeling good, even though you're feeling sick?
Be with myself and be in stillness. I mean, I feel so misaligned because I haven't been doing my morning routines and things like that.
Excellent. Do it. Go, girl. You've got some freedom. You've got some space. Use this time wisely. How does that feel to make that commitment to yourself right now?
It feels good. I know it's what I'm missing. And I feel like I just want to lock the door and be with myself. And that's definitely what I need.
Listen, the secret to feeling good is to just let it all go and to trust that there's a plan better than your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel this like energy on my shoulders. And when I got that email, I was like, I'm just hoping Gabby can help me like release. Like, I feel like I just need to like cry and just be with myself.
So when I ask you about the part of you that now can just relax and just be at ease, just maybe do some of your journaling and your meditation or just watch some Netflix, how's that feel?
Feels good. Feels like the release is already on its way.
I am complete here. We are good. Go, Kayla. Do nothing. Go do nothing, please.
Okay.
Bye, baby. Gabby. If you're struggling with focus, energy, or motivation, it's not you. It's your brain. Thesis helps you take control of your mind and create habits that last and get a little help if you need a boost. Since taking Thesis, which I literally took this morning, I had hours of podcast recordings ahead of me and I needed to just focus. I took Thesis and I have felt a major shift in my mental clarity. And with my newest book, Happy Days, coming out on 2/22/22, I have never been busier in my life and Thesis has been a lifesaver for me. It's a game changer for this busy time. And I'm really happy that they're a supporter of the podcast because their product is truly next level, people. Thesis makes personalized supplement formulas that are specifically designed to boost cognitive function. It's based in the science of nootropics, which are natural and powerful ingredients like caffeine, ginseng, B12 that increase productivity, focus, energy, and mental clarity. Thesis keeps me feeling energized all day without the crash. The best thing to do is to go take their 3-minute online quiz, and Thesis will recommend high-quality nootropic formulas that are unique to your goals. Over 60,000 entrepreneurs, lawyers, engineers, busy professionals, and parents have used Thesis to get better results and work at home. Imagine what you could do with Thesis. Right now, Thesis is offering our listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/Gabby. Go to takethesis.com/GABBY to take the quiz and discover your unique nootropic combination and save 10% on your first starter kit. That's takethesis.com/Gabby. Make sure to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Okay, who's next?
Hello.
Hi, Ashley.
Oh my goodness. I am so excited. This is my buddy for the day.
Hey, buddy. Hi, little man.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me on.
So happy you're here. Hi, Ashley.
So I just have to say, in less than a year, you had me on.
Yeah, I know your face. I've seen you here, baby. You're back. She's back. We have a retaker.
My life has done a complete 180, and I just like, I cannot believe where I'm at. Judgment Detox literally saved and changed my life in so many ways. I'm not going to cry. Like, seriously, so many good things. And I feel like the manifestation, like this, I just finished your challenge. Again, it was one of those things where I said, I need to do this for myself. And I'm sitting here going, I feel like I need some driftwood, in the sense that, one, last time I didn't have a job. Now this guy is my job and it is so much fun. I've never felt more supported. My next thing, though, I do know, like, it is unfortunately not enough to sustain with just the one job. I will need to get a second one. I've been really reluctant, not reluctant. I've been really choosy with my second job because I feel so stable in this one that I'm choosing something that will be fun. And I think I don't want to sit around and wait too long, but I want to find something sooner than later that will continue to support me, if that makes sense.
So you're a nanny for this little guy?
I am. Yeah. So it's been almost a year.
How old is that little man?
20 months, and he's the cutest thing ever.
He's literally the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my God. And his family, like, I feel so supported in this job, having an HR team plus his family. Like, everything I didn't have in my old job that I was fired from is now present in this new job. And I just feel so grateful every time I think of that. And again, like I said, I do need some more income in my own, in my life. And I'm looking at what those opportunities could be.
Okay. So you've got this, what you have right now is working. You love this little guy. You look like he looks like he loves you because he's just sitting and chilling. He is just looking at you like, oh my God, I love her. And, you know, there's a lot of abundance in your career right now as a nanny. That's like a very abundant career. One, because you are deeply needed. Two, because so many parents are home with their kids and it's a lot. So you have a very, very, very valuable, important and admirable career path that you are on at this moment. And so I want you to, rather than get into the place of looking or seeking or feeling into like, I need more, I want you to celebrate what is. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't stay open to job opportunities, that you don't put your resume out, that you don't speak up and say, hey, I need more hours or whatever it is. Yeah. But most importantly, be in the joy and the excitement of this great, abundant job that you have. Because when we celebrate what we do have, we create more of what we want. My intuition is that the more you celebrate and bring joy into this career with this young guy, this little boy, little 20-month older,
yeah,
the more likely it is that they will either, one, offer you more hours or that you will get another nannying job or something will just fly right into your lap. I'm not saying that you don't take spiritually aligned action and show up for what it is that you desire, but the most important thing you do right now, Ashley, is you stay in the energy and the momentum and the positive vibration of what it is that you're feeling right now with this job. Have as much fun as possible with that little guy and expect miracles. You got me?
Yeah, I do. I hear you.
That's my answer.
Okay, amazing.
You are
complete. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, my love. You are so welcome. Bye, Ashley. So we are clear now. We have our three signs to know that our manifestation is on the way. We have our driftwood, which many of our listeners and callers got today. They got their driftwood. We have the feeling, the vibration that Ashley mentioned, that high vibration of just being in that frequency of feeling so good with what we do have. And when we really celebrate that vibration, we create more of what we want. So being in that high vibration. And then the actual signs from the universe. We have a whole podcast about asking the universe for signs. You can go back and listen to that. And in any of the other manifesting episodes of really the secret to the law of attraction, you can go deeper with this work. But when we really tap into those three signs that the universe is indeed guiding us, we can really feel into the certainty and remember that beautiful message from A Course in Miracles. Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. It's my hope that these methods, the methods throughout all of the podcasts that we've done before, that the methods in my new book, Happy Days, that is out now, really help guide you and ground you in the truth that whatever it is that you need is already with you. That when you feel good, that when you focus on your well-being and your personal growth and you ground yourself in the energy of joy, that what you need is already with you. You don't have to go out there and find anything. You just have to return to what you already have. So that's the end of our show. So glad we were able to join here together. Leave your review in Apple. Leave a message for me. You can leave Dear Gabby questions in your Apple reviews now, which is something that we're absolutely psyched about. We're going to take your questions from Apple. Leave a review. Leave me a Dear Gabby question. We will read it live on the show. Thank you for being with me today. Check out all those signs that the universe is indeed guiding you every step of the way. Oh, you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.